Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still say amen. Don't you be
Church of Pergamos. Write these things
knows our deeds. He said, and where thou dwellest, amen. God knows where we are in the spirit. He knows. He said, yea, where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith. Even in those days, wherein Antipas was faithful, my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwells. And we have in the church today things that are going on that should not be going on. We got a lot of folk in the church that they are tied off of their titles. Having a title means you think that you are entitled. But the scripture says, when Jesus says in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 2, he said, there are some who say that they are apostles, but the scripture says, Jesus said, I found them to be liars. And we've got a lot of people today who label and entitle themselves as apostles. But Jesus said in that day, he said to us who are faithful, he said, come on in and receive the joy of the Lord. He said, if you be faithful of a few things, and that's what God is expecting us, to be faithful of those things that he has charged us to do in these last and even days.
Yeah, okay, Pastor. I mean, there's so much going on. Like we were saying about compromise, we're saying that the church, I mean, in and everything go. And, you know, God has standards, you know. We just can't do anything off of God, any kind of sacrifice, you know. He's not going to take any kind of offering, you know. But in this last hour, I mean, there's so much coming at you, you know, as the body of Christ. And the one just trying to stand up for the faith, you know, the enemy, oh, yes, he's really mad with you. You know, I get comments all the time, you know, why y'all exposing people? I mean, God called, that's what the preachers and pastors supposed to do, is warn the people of impending danger. We're trying to help you. I mean, we're supposed to be witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the gospel is the good news. It's not about prosperity and all this other stuff that people have taken down, and the seducer has seduced your mind, your body, and your soul in this last hour, but somebody got to stand for righteousness. And even the Lord himself, I mean, Jesus, he got angry, you know. And then they think we're supposed to just not say anything, you know. Don't judge. You judge every day. I'm telling you, make decisions every day. That's what judging is. And we got to cry loud and spare not and lift up our voices like a trumpet in this last hour, because in spite of everything that's going on around about us, there's some people that wants to hear. There's somebody that wants to be saved. There's somebody that wants to know a way out. Jesus is your way out. That's why the enemy wants us to shut up and say nothing about the name of Jesus, because he knows there is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, yes, there is still power in that name. No other name like the name of Jesus. I declare, you know, if you just, you know, open up your heart and your mind and receive the word of God. You know, I mean, the church is being bewitched. Who? Who has bewitched you? A lot of these leaders and musicians. I was even looking today at where Kirk Franklin is now going around. I guess he's started taking over for the gospel of blues or something, you know. I said, the gospel of blues? The house of blues? I mean, come on now. I mean, that's mixture. And then they were saying something about he's supposed to be going around to these different clubs, these houses of blues, and make sure that everything is running right. And then they even offer Bloody Mary drinks. And come on. I mean, Jesus brought us out of the world. Don't be deceived. Don't be tricked by these singers and these preachers and stuff. And even years ago, you know, Kirk Franklin and T.D. Jakes, they singing songs, talking about they sacred songs. And no, they not sacred. It like Barry White, and he had the same tune. It was the same spirit behind it. And then him and Kirk Franklin made a song. Come on, church, wake up. Think back. The enemy has been coming in for a long time to the body of Christ. He eased his way in. It was subtle deceit. They came with these big, fancy words, and everybody was mesmerized with T.D. Jakes and his words. Oh, we never seen anybody, or we never heard anybody speak like him. But who was behind it? Oh, you better get your mind back right in the Word of God. Place your mind back in the right place, not on man. Don't lift up these men and women. You're supposed to be lifting up the name of Jesus. Nobody is greater than him. I heard T.D. Jakes' wife say, he is King of Kings. Oh, no, there's only one King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that is Jesus Christ himself. And we thank God for knowing that. Oh, wake up. Stop being blind. The Word of God say you got eyes and cannot see and ears and cannot hear. Oh, open up your ears. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this last hour. Jesus don't want any to perish. He don't want any to lose out. He came to heal, to save, to set free, and to deliver us. All you got to do is yield your will to him. He don't want you to perish today. But believe you me, these people have sold out a long time ago, and they had to give something in exchange. What would you give in exchange for your soul? What, a record deal, a book signing? Is it worth your soul? Oh, no, no. Judgment has begun in the house of God, and Jesus is soon to come. We see the signs every day. Oh, yes, he's coming soon. Back to you, Pastor. I tell you, I just stir it up, Pastor.
Amen. There is certainly the spirit of compromise and tolerance of sin today in the house of God.
Oh, yes.
So therefore, we see that God himself, by the Spirit of God, he must judge some things and make some decisions over some things and remove some things out of the house of God. We must remove the spirit of error. And there is also another spirit that we want to deal with today that is in the house of God. It is the spirit of Balaam. The spirit of Balaam is that spirit only thinks about themselves. It represents spiritually the spirit of greed. There is a spirit of greed in the house of God today. And people and ministers today will stand up and say what you want them to say to tickle your fancy, to tickle you. But we need men of God that will proclaim the Word of God and to preach under the power of God and the anointing of God, and to bind up spirits and to bind up and to cast out devils. There is a spirit of infection.
Oh, yes.
With the spirit of Balaam in the house of God today.
Yes.
See, there is something, see, infection. If you don't get rid of the infection will spread, and then it will get rid of you. And that's what's going on today. There is a spirit of infection, a spirit of sin, the spirit of Balaam. We have the doctrine of the Nicolaitans in the house of God. The doctrine of the Nicolaitans, I can do whatever I want to do, and I'm still going to be saved. But the scripture says that there are some who have fallen away.
Yes.
The Bible says, again, renew them unto repentance, that you must turn back to the Word of God. And I believe that God is doing something in his own house, that his house might be a pure house.
Yes.
That his house, amen, might produce those who have pure motives. And we have a lot of motives in the house of God that are not pure. The Bible said, he that is pure, all things are pure. But a lot of those who speak in the house of God, they are contaminated vessels. And God said, I want a pure vessel. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, those who have right motives. motive and clean motives to preach and to proclaim the word of God to his people in these last and evil days.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that there are those who are twisting the word of God. And I want to read to you from Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. He said, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues, the judgments that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." Amen. Everything that we do must be according to the word of God. And there's a lot of things that are being done today that are certainly they are unbiblical.
Yes.
Amen. They have no scriptural foundation. Amen. There's a lot of things that are being practiced. There are pagan rituals, literally pagan rituals that are being practiced in the house of God. Exodus 23, he said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And there's a lot of other gods in the house of God. And God himself said through the apostle that judgment must begin in the house of God. And that's why you're seeing God uncover some people. That's why you're seeing some ministries that were once big, and all of a sudden you look around and they are gone and they are no more because of the hand of the Lord uncovering their nakedness and their sin. Judgment must begin in the house of God. And the Bible tells us to judge ourselves that we won't be judged of the Lord. Make sure that you're in right standings with God. Make sure that your love and that your commitment towards God, it is a pure, committed devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ. And those who preach the gospel, the scripture says, it does not eliminate them from living the gospel. If you preach it, God expects you to live it.
Yes.
And we're living in that day where they're giving a lot of lip service. "Do as I say, but not as I do." Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You give me lip service, but I see no faith in action in your life." And we need somebody to stand up and to boldly preach the word of the Lord in these last and evil days. God needs somebody with some boldness and with some courage and to stand up in the name of Jesus and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. I tell you, Pastor. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like shouting up in here. I tell you, and the word of God also told us to be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion. He's walking about seeking whom he may devour. He wants you. He wants to take you, you know, back to the old you. I mean, when Christ come in, everything becomes new. I tell you, the old way you used to think, the old things you used to say out of your mouth, you don't say it no more. I mean, I tell you, y'all need to go check the Ready Church YouTube out. I'm telling you, I mean, some of these pastors are leading these people astray, and they're so blind and mesmerized and been hypnotized and been bewitched till they can't even see the truth. I mean, they're up there cursing and, I mean, and dancing, doing the same thing that the world is doing. No, when Christ comes in your life, there is a change. We're supposed to be drawing the world, not the world drawing the church. Look, the world has drawn the church. And I'm telling you, it's just so sad what we're seeing today. I tell you. And it's just like the Church of Sardis, you know, say, "Hey, you got a name. Yeah, you got a name. And you and people may be, you may be the People's Choice Award, but are you God's award?" No. If you're not doing the things of God, no. You got a reject on you. Oh, yes. But I tell you, get someone in it to perish, you can get the rejection sticker on and get the right sticker placed on you. and you don't hear anything about people being revived and being restored and being renewed. All you hear is about money, and you know, money coming, you know, and everything. But the word of God didn't tell nobody to preach about prosperity, because if you seek him, then you are already prosperous in a way. You know, and he said, you know, as your soul prosper, you know, you would prosper anyway. He's going to take care of all your needs on today. All you got to do is just put your trust in him. But these people got a name. That's all they got. And just like I just said, T.D. Jakes' wife said that he is King Jakes. But I tell you one thing. He ain't the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because his name is not Jesus. His name is Jakes. But we know that the King Jesus, if you just let him into your heart and in your life, he will direct your path every step of the way from earth to glory. I tell you, you want to know how to get there? Get your faith in the word of God. Get away from that TV and get your faith before God. Pick up your word of God and begin to study and begin to seek God like never before. We're seeing so much stuff taking place in our world today. Bombing here and bombing there. And I mean, Jesus coming back. The signs are all around about us. Wake up before time is too late, before the thief comes and rob and steal and kill and destroy your life. But Jesus said he came to give us life, and that life more abundant. He don't want you to perish. He don't want any to perish. He loves us. He loves the sinner too, but he don't love the sin. And you can give it up on today. All you have to do is say, Christ, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sin. You know, and he will come in and cleanse you and make you whole again. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You said, you interviewed about, there were some preachers who preached the doctrine, and they call themselves the prophet of prosperity and money.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole premise, it is the spirit of Balaam on this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling you, using phraseology, some of the money coming. But I've never heard this particular preacher, Pastor Thompson, Leroy Thompson, down in Louisiana, I've never heard him say that Jesus is coming. But you ain't going to need no monetary money when the Lord comes. He is coming after your soul.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I'm going to pay you, amen, according to your works. Jesus is coming again.
Oh, yeah.
And most of these prosperity, Balaam, greedy preachers, and they proclaim their message of prosperity. And all of these things, do what you want to do, you're still going to make it to heaven. But the Bible, amen, totally reflects what they say. Amen. And God wants us to live a life that honors and glorifies him. And the Bible says that they have eyes full of adultery, and they teach people to follow after other gods and other things other than to love God and to serve God. And we come against the spirit of Balaam in the house of God. And God has placed us on this airways to proclaim to you what is right and what is truth. May you be loose and delivered from the captive, to these captivating and influence of these who speak lies into your mind and to your spirit. The Lord God rebukes it.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I tell you, Pastor, the word is good. I tell you, the word is the only thing going to keep you, and the word of God is the only thing that's not going down. And we see that every day. The word of God says to feed the sheep and not for filthy lucre, not for filthy money. You're supposed to be feeding the people, supposed to be witnessing to them, and, you know, and telling them and warning them that Jesus is soon to come, and if they don't get right, hell is going to be your home. I know that ain't nobody talking about hell no more, and ain't nobody talking about heaven no more. They think it's right here. Oh, no, but judgment has begun. I tell you, he said, you want to receive a crown of glory, you know, that ain't going to fade away like these trophies are. That these people are getting putting on their mantle. Oh, yes, that's going to go down. But the word of God said everything is going going down but the word. I'm telling you, the word's the only thing going to keep you in this last day. Only thing that's going to deliver you in this last day. The only thing that can make you whole is in this last day is the blood of Jesus. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. We must put our total focus. The Bible said, look into Jesus.
Yes.
The author is a finisher of our faith. And what that particular scripture means, to look away from everything else and get your undivided attention on Jesus. The Bible says, look into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for this broadcast. We thank you for those that are hearing and those that are receiving, those whose faith is being activated, and God, who are receiving the spirit of truth and deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of fear.
Yes, God.
And God, give them a spirit of courage and anointing.
Yes.
Oh, God, that they might stand and withstand the wiles and the tricks of the devil.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we pray for those, oh God, who have the spirit of Balaam, the spirit of greediness. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for salvation, oh God, over their lives. We pray that they would truly receive Jesus in their life. And Father, we thank you for all things that you've done and that you're about to do. We are alive and through us. In Jesus' name we pray. The devil is defeated.
God is exalted. And
Jesus Christ
is still
Lord.
Yes, God bless you. Again, until we come back next time, this is the Ready Church. God bless you.